When Hutu militiamen abandoned a refugee camp in eastern Zaire, that act not only provided many Hutus with an opportunity to return freely to Rwanda, it also gave the world a glimpse of the illicit arms trade that had kept the militia armed despite a UN embargo. Documents left behind in Zaire and found by reporters included correspondence between the Hutus and a British company called Miltech. They described purchases of AK-47 rifles, grenades, arms, all of it worth about $5 million. Reporters in Britain, like Steve Boggan of the Independent newspaper, set out to find the people behind Miltech and the illicit arms trade with the Rwandan rebels.
Very quickly we learned it was an offshore company registered on the Isle of Man, which is a very small island off the northwest coast of Britain.
Mm-hmm. How different are laws governing companies on the Isle of Man from the rest of the United Kingdom?
There's no obligation in the Isle of Man to list the names of the beneficial owners of companies. That means that the people behind a company, the people who really own a company, can put forward professional nominees that they can list on company documents. These nominees don't always know what is really going on inside the company.
Well, when you try to figure out who, what individual might have known something about $5 million worth of arms that evidently went through Miltech to the Rwandan Hutus, how close can you get to the actual name of a human being?
Okay, well, we've managed to get very close indeed, but that was mainly because of a lucky break. That was a firm of accountants was named on some of the documents. So when we went to the firm of accountants, assuming that they would know an awful lot about this company, they knew very little whatsoever. They told us that about 4 years ago, they got a call from a man called Anoop, who asked if they would act as bookkeepers for his company. Naturally, they said yes, they would, because that was their role. They were accountants. But they never heard anything at all. Now, fortunately, one of the partners in the firm made a note of this name, Anoop, and an address. When we went to that address, there was no registration of Miltech, there was no sign of Miltech, but on questioning a number of people living nearby, we did find out that there was a man associated with the company who did call himself Anoop. Now, the company at that address was a travel and import-export company called Travelore Limited, and we found out today that it was also associated with a company that got involved in import and export throughout Europe. Now, given that we believe the arms came from Eastern Europe, it looks as though this may well have been the initial conduit. Now, the names of the people associated with Travelore were easier to find. They were Kenyan Africans by the name of... there was a man whose middle name was Anoop. His name was Vidyati, and another man whose name was Gupta.
Does it strike you as plausible that this company operating out of offices in the United Kingdom, albeit through an offshore company registered in the Isle of Man, could have sold $5 million worth of arms to the Rwandans without government authorities or some authorities in Britain being aware of that traffic?
I think it's very possible. They do identify themselves as Kenyan. So they would have had the African contacts. They may well already have had the contacts in Eastern Europe in place because of their import-export company.
Is the kind of security that companies engaged in shady dealings might find in Isle of Man registration or offshore registration, is that considered sacrosanct in Britain, or might somebody... try to bring the standard UK law to bear on the offshore islands?
Yes, they can. It isn't like Swiss banks, for example, or banks in Liechtenstein or places like that, where it's virtually impossible to find out who is behind a company. These people can hide behind companies to make it difficult, maybe, for people like me to find out who they are or what they're up to. But certainly, when there's a police investigation, that can all fall apart, and the authorities can get to find out who's behind these things very, very quickly.
And as far as what you know about the whereabouts of Mr. Vidyati?
Well, I've spoken today to people in his company, in the travel company. They seem perplexed. Their boss has vanished. His wife has vanished. They don't know where they are. We understand yesterday from a local news agent that they cancelled all their newspapers before they left. So we get the impression that they're not in much of a rush to come back.
Steve Boggan is a reporter for the Independent newspaper in London.